The boy stands. He looks out. He hasn't been in this place for years. He is a boy in his mind, but everyone else sees him now. And he stands, near where you are now, looking over the water. He smiles. This is his pool. This was his first, remembering that first dive, the first one that really scared him, lining up his hands and refusing to fall, refusing to let go of the ground, crying and then turning, walking back.
I think fear, just fear of what could go wrong. Didn't mind jumping off it, jumping was not a problem, but I can remember just landing on my hands from that high up.
Do you think anyone looks down from a 5 or 10 metre platform and feels nothing?
I was held back a little bit. Came down a few times. I think I started crying a few times because I didn't want to do it when I was younger.
There's no such thing as fearlessness. Can you trust me? Can you do that? I know it's a lot to ask. Why should you? Well, I'm not going to ask you to do anything I don't believe you can do. I promise I'll never ask that, but I also promise never to ask anything less of you, anything less than the best of you. But let's start simply. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. You, sat on that bench in the room at Shipley Pool, stand up. Take a step forward. Move your feet a shoulder's width apart and relax. Be comfortable. Think of something warm. A warm memory. At home on a Sunday. A rare lie-in. The perfect cup of tea. Mulled wine or satsumas and a mince pie. Huddled together in a caravan under the rain, a cuddle from your little girl, or in the passenger seat of a car being driven by someone you love, a cat curled on your lap, your favourite jumper, anything like that. Something warm and almost perfect. A smile creeps across his face. After a moment, the man recognises it and it flickers into fullness. He takes a breath and the sound clangs around him.
Just like weightlessness, like just the sound is it's like pretty much non-existent. You do hear the slightest bit of noise, but it's not a sharp noise, it's not a harsh noise, it's just a gentle.
This was his first pool. Like your first love, there's nothing like it.
I want that feeling.
The left-hand side was his. Like the side of the bed you sleep on, like the hand you hold a pen with, it felt wrong to be on the other. Can you see him? You, there, take a step forward, just one. The little boy let go of the ground eventually. He learned that unusual human art of trusting your body, of consciously choosing to trust the bit of your mind that sits back, allowing yourself to be capable of fear without reaching out and trying to force the mind into one action or another. The boy allowed himself to feel his way into the dive, into those less than seconds out of that half a minute of eternity on the platform.
Try to find the words.
He let go of the ground, but not his fear. We're all scared of something. We have our silly, irrational fears, but fear of throwing yourself off a 10-metre platform at 30 miles per hour is not irrational. Take another step. What are you afraid of? How hard do you work each day not to let it in?
I want that feeling going through the water that I know.
I asked you earlier to trust me. Because it's important that you do. Not because I'm going to ask you to do something extremely physical, but because I'm going to ask you to do something we fight against. I'm going to ask you to let it in. but only if you feel able to.
Like I said, it's always at the back of your mind. It's always I'm always thinking about if it does go wrong.
Because the thing is, you're not alone. Fear is a kind of investment. Fear is what you get when you imagine putting yourself in a situation with high stakes. Imagination is what made us human. It allowed us to be creative, to imagine the application of different actions, tools, possibilities streaming out ahead of us like a mess of tangled wire. Fear is the chance that you might lose this time, that their hand might slip from yours, that you might not be able to move or breathe or see a way out, that they might walk away and you won't be able to do anything to bring them back. There's no such thing as fearlessness.
It is a very dangerous sport, especially if you do get things wrong, but things can occur anywhere. I mean, if you come to a sport of diving and expect to do everything right, you're in the wrong sport.
Trust me. Just for a moment. You've been moving forward. There's a platform in front of you. You can't see it yet, it's behind the curtain. Move carefully through, and there's a step in front of you, marked out in white tape. Kneel down and feel for it. Is it there? Stand at the very foot of it.
When you do get a bad entry, when you know you've got a bad entry where you've not judged it right, you've come out in the wrong place, you maybe sort of over-rotated, under-rotated, whatever, you do hit the water quite hard, and the sound to that can be quite sort of sharp and loud.
The sound is in his ears. The man steps forward. He hasn't dived here in years, and yet it's harder than he expected.
Just get that feeling in your head, and that's the feeling you want every time. Every time I go up on a board, I want that feeling going through the water that I know I don't have to look at my cross. I want that feeling, but I just know that I've done it well, that I know that I've got that entry.
And allowing himself to fail. Because failing is part of learning to be a better version of himself. You feel alone, but you're not. The man looks out from the board, holding the hand of a boy aged 6, holding his hands out in front of him, peering over the edge and seeing an inconceivable distance. The man wets his lips. He realizes his mouth is dry. He laughs a little in surprise. He remembers falling, the ugly pull of gravity forcing you out of a shape you've misjudged. All those times his head had leapt, but his body stayed as if on the ground, and the water, surprised, cries out as too quick for the thought to speak. He's already hit, and the numbness zips through his limbs, and the sound is coarse, the water hard. And the times that memory swells in the mind. Crowds in and speaks over the clarity required to let the body do what it knows how to.
Like I said, it's always at the back of your mind. It's always I'm always thinking about if it does go wrong.
Will you tell me what you're afraid of? Not one of the big irrational things, but something pressing, something that flickers on the edge of your mind today. Can you think of something? If you move forward carefully up the steps, you will find some paper and a pen. If you feel like you can, I would like you to pick up a piece of paper and then think for a moment. Think, and if you can trust me, on this platform, let that fear fill you up. Let it wash over you. Once you have that feeling, write it down. Write down as much or as little of it as you can. Take the things that scare you and credit them with this moment. Write them down.
There's a little there's a sort of subconscious routine that I have. I'll go up the stairs, I'll pick up my chamois, which is the towel that divers have, and I'll dry myself off. Maybe I'll have a little chat to a friend on the board. If there's no one there, I'll just sort of have a little think about what I'm doing. Not for too long. I'll just think, what dive am I doing on? It's the back to an half. I'll climb on the board, I move the fulcrum, the wheel on the board to my number. I'll stand there for a second, watch to the end, turn around, count to three, and just do what my body does. But you think about the things that you get out of it if it goes right. That's what drives me personally. If I've done something wrong in the past, and I know I've done it wrong, and I know I don't really particularly like that dive, I'll go up, I'll do the dive that I don't like, and when you get it right, that's better feeling than when you get it wrong, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So the positives are better than the negatives.
And when you've done that, take a second piece of paper and on that, write about a time you were the best of yourself. A time you overcame a fear, a time that you're proud of, something you achieved, someone you helped, something that you did or made. Write that on another piece of paper.
So that's what drives me to do that. Every time I go up there, that's what drives me to do, get off the board and do what I'm supposed to do. 9 times out of 10, a diver would go back up and do it again to get it right. And only one thing in mind, just to get it right. If they get it wrong again, we'll go back up there just to get it right. And I think that's what makes a good diver. Especially when you start getting to do the harder dives, the higher boards. If you're scared of getting it wrong and you're holding back, a good diver to me is getting back up there when something's done wrong. You know, that's part of being a good diver to me.
Your first pool is like your first love. You never forget it. The first time you give yourself over to something more than just you, here, now, for the sum of something better. Take the piece of paper with the thing that you're afraid of on and put it in the water in front of you. Drop it like a coin with a wish into a fountain for luck. Let it float or sink or melt away and know that you're not alone. I'm scared. I'm scared too. But fear is useful. It allows us to see ourselves. It is the space in us that allows room for possibility.
1, 2.
The man dives and the boy in him leaps and laughs like the first time he did a line drop for 3 metres.
And the way sort of I describe it, in terms of sound, when you go for the water, when you know you've got good entry, just like weightlessness, like just the sound is it's like pretty much non-existent. You do hear the slightest bit of noise, but it's not a sharp noise, it's not a harsh noise, it's just a gentle, and you just know.
The second piece of paper is yours. Yours to keep or give away or do with what you like. If you managed it, thank you for trusting me. And if you didn't, that's okay. That's okay.